Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents A Lady's Guide to Gossip and Murder by Diane Freeman, read by Sarah Zimmerman. Chapter 1. August 1899. London in late summer was really no place to be. With society thin and events like Ascot and the Derby a distant memory, the few of us remaining in town were hard-pressed for entertainment. But if one were required to spend the summer in London, one could not choose a better site for an afternoon soiree than Park Lane, with Hyde Park on one side of the street and some of the largest mansions in London on the other. One might almost imagine oneself in the country, if one were in possession of a superior imagination, that is. Though the garden was large by London standards, there were a good 40 or more of us gathered here, dispersed between the conservatory at the rear of the house and the small tables scattered across the lawn. It made for a bit of a squeeze and might have been terribly uncomfortable if the sun were not playing its usual game of hide-and-seek. This was my first summer in town, and I can't say I found it to my liking. My previous summers, in fact most of my previous 9 years in England, had been spent in the countryside of Surrey, where my late husband, the Earl of Harley, dropped me off and left me shortly after our honeymoon. He returned to London and his bevy of mistresses. I didn't mind the country so much as I minded the mistresses. That's where I raised our daughter, Rose, and except for annual trips to London for the season, it's where I stayed, like the dutiful wife my mother raised me to be. You see, before I was Frances Wynne, Countess of Harley, I was Frances Price, American heiress.